WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
Quick! Throw me a spear!
It's in the bone. It's in the bone. All right, folks, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, right here, Southwest Michigan. What's something that is normal but scares the crap out of you? All right, it's completely normal. You know, it's every part of everyday life, but it scares the crap out of you. Mine is pretty simple. Mine is a deep-seated from my childhood, and that is open windows, big open windows at nighttime. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm a grown-ass man. Windows. I'm a grown-ass man, and there's nothing scarier to me. Oh, God. I
get them drapes blowing in the wind.
No, not just that. No, I'm just talking like, just think about like a big pane glass window, all right? Maybe like a big old, in our old farmhouse, we had this big window, like a, what's it called? Like a, not a patio window. And it was this big window, right? Took up like half the wall. And at nighttime, so daytime is nice. It looked out onto the farm. It was beautiful. But at night, everything was dark. You couldn't see anything. And my dad liked to hit the window. Like, he'd come in from chores, and we'd be sitting there watching TV, and he'd, bah, 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 scared the hell out of me. But every time, I would just, like, walking past it, I wouldn't look over, because you know what's over there? There's, like, some kind of demon or monster. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, because it's just, like, there's some demon or monster just looking in at me as I'm walking past. And it's nothing I can do about it. So a big open window. I do it all the time with our sliding glass door in the back of our house. Like at nighttime when I got to close the blinds, I basically close the blinds with my eyes closed. I'm like, nope, not today, demon. You're not looking into my soul. It ain't happening.
Right, hand it over, your man card.
I'll give it to you because that scares the crap out of me. It's just a window at nighttime. It's terrifying to me.
I'm surprised you don't have buck teeth from how much you suck your thumb.
You know what, pal? Shut up. It's scary.
You know, I'm trying to think of mine, man, and trying to think of the. I don't really get too scared. I get the heebie-jeebies sometimes. There was one time, one experience, and this is something I don't know if it's normal. It's kind of normal, I guess, for people to have a horse farm or a horse barn. Ex-girlfriend way back in the day had a aunt had a horse barn, and we went there at like dusk. It was just the sun was just falling, and all the horses were facing towards the middle. And there was probably like 30 heises in this thing, dude.
I don't think that's the right term, but okay.
It's not the word. All right. But they're all facing the middle. And for some reason, the weird sight of like, I don't know what it was, but we had to walk through the center of it, dude. And I was just the idea of all these horses staring at you, not making a noise. Like, dude, are these things sleeping? Are they? It sounds really random. It sounds really weird. But, dude, I could not get out of that barn fast enough. It's like, get me out of here. These things are huge. I'm not used to being around horses.
You're scared of a couple little ponies. Way to sack up, Nancy.
You have big heads, dude. Long faces.
Mr. Ed scare you too? Wilbur.
It was, dude. I'm telling you, I can go through haunted houses. I can do all the watch scary movies. Nah, I'm good. But there was something about that barn that was just like, man, get me the F out of here. This is terrible.
Like, can't you watch My Little Pony either? You sissy.
Shut up.
Cripes. Scared of
it. It does kind
of
scare me, that little damn pony.
Damn pony creeping me out, man. I get that. I kind of get the vibe. I get the vibe there. All right.
It's just like you're used to farm animals, being around cows and horses. And like when I go around them, I'm like, dude, these things are huge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We went to go cow tipping one night, and I'm like, Well, no, guys.
Which, by the way,
it's pretty big.
Cow tipping doesn't work. I've never successfully tipped a cow. Anyone who thinks they can tip a cow over is high. Yeah. All right, you're not going
to
do
it. We had three college linemen that went to Central, and they all got a shoulder into it, plus a few more of us. And dude, that thing didn't budge.
No,
it just got pissed off. That's what it did.
You want to get kicked in the face? That's how you got kicked in the face. Stampede.
Not to mention watching linemen try to jump an electric fence was, dude, comedy in its own.
Oh, man, did I get deuced with mud. Hey, Chucko, it doesn't smell like mud. Anyway, both good answers. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What's something completely normal that scares the crap out of you? We're going to have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 750 Brock Hunter.
Ooh, yeah.
Your special light topic of the day today. What is something that is normal, completely normal, but it scares the crap out of you?
Falling off a tube.
What?
From the back of a boat, falling off a tube and just floating there in the water. It's terrifying to me. Get me out of here. I don't know what's below me.
There's something. Something touched my foot. Something touched my hand. Touched my hand.
Give me the boat.
Let's take a phone call here. What's something normal that scares you? WIRX, hello.
Hey, morning, Brock.
Morning.
My children scare the hell out of me.
To be fair, you did raise them, Sam.
Yeah, I know. And they're already kind of dark now. I'm getting kind of worried as to what's going to happen later.
Should they be prime suspects if you ever go missing?
Probably. Well, okay. Last night, my youngest, the 9-year-old, threw a grasshopper into his pet turtle, whose name is Sheldon Pooper.
Nice.
And said, you know what Sheldon Pooper is saying to that grasshopper that's trying to get away right now? And I'm like, no, what? But he goes, you can't escape death.
Yeah, I'm putting him on a list, all right? That's what you got. All right. All right, Sam, thanks for the call.
Yep, take care.
See ya. Kids can be scary. I mean, it's normal. Having kids is normal. Seeing kids around is normal. Yeah. However, they can be quite scary. It's little humans. It's little humans that haven't figured everything out yet. You know what I mean? Creepy.
Yeah, it's true. It's the wandering mind.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, keep an eye on him, Sam.
Keep an eye on him, Sam. Well, we got you back, buddy. You got a lawyer on retainer. Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. What's something normal that scares the crap out of you? Nicole said a dark basement.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. There's a part of me that kind of does like the light switch and then a scurry. I wouldn't say I run up the stairs, but I scurry maybe a little bit faster.
What is the stove down there talk to you like you're Kevin McAllister? Get out of here.
It can be scary. You don't know what's down in a basement.
You know, I guess Michigan basements are kind of scary because most Michigan basements aren't finished basements. So it's kind of like a dungeon feel, I guess.
Isn't it like the Amityville Horror? Is it like the basement where all that terrible stuff happened? That's like the scary place. You
know, here's like a question about basements, Michigan basements specifically.
Yeah.
Why are each one of them like, they're like 5-foot ceilings? Were people like 2-foot tall back when they made these houses? I never understood that. As a tall guy, I could never go into anybody's basement comfortably.
Yeah. I mean, mine's got full size, but...
I'm not scared of the demons and the ghosts. I'm scared of smacking my head on something.
And then you become easy prey for the demon or the ghost.
Right.
You're trying to run out of there. Let's see. Blake had a good one. Something normal that scares the crap out of him. House creaks. When you're up late alone, they're never not suspicious. I agree there, too. You hear, like, the house kind of settles. You haven't moved. You're on the couch in the house. And you're like, whoa.
Somebody's in the house. Oh, my God.
Someone's in here. Show yourself. You know, I'm in my boxers eating Cheetos, and I hear the house creak. I'm like, well, this is how I die, covered in Cheeto dust, because someone broke into the house, and now they're going to murder me.
You know what I have a weird fear of? Because sometimes I like to sleep in the nude. Is like something happening, like the house catching on fire, or I got to run outside and do something because somebody's robbing something and I'm butt-ass naked. I don't know. I have that nightmare where I'm like, oh, I'm just completely naked. Hang on, robber. I got to put some clothes on. Yeah, I don't know why I have that fear, but every time I go to bed in the nude, I don't know.
You run out of the house. It's on fire. All you grabbed was a sock. Fireman shows right. up and he's like, let it burn. This guy deserves it.
Let it burn.
Guy's just standing here, around. Standing with a sock on his donger. Put some pants on.
It'd be a little booty, but.
A little baby sock. What's something normal that scares the crap out of you? I love Tabitha. She said opening a biscuit tube.
Or how about this one? A wine cork.
Yeah.
Or a champagne cork.
Every time. Biscuit tube, champagne cork. You're just waiting. I made some biscuits the other day, and I forgot how much that popped. It scared the hell out of me.
Did you ever see the YouTube video of the kid like twisting it around, trying to open it up, and finally pops it, and it just flashes to a nuke bomb? Boom!
That's what it's like. That's a good one. I like that. Let's see. Jessica said large groups of people and loud noises. Yeah, large groups. You know, it's normal, but especially now. Ooh, Elijah had a good one. Something completely normal that scares the crap out of you. Mirrors at night. Yes. Those are terrifying. And you know what gets me every time? And again, going back to, I believe it was that Amityville Horror, is where he's like in there, in the bathroom. He opens, there's nothing. So the mirror, it shows his face in the mirror. There's nothing there. He opens the mirror into the medicine cabinet. Then he closes it. And there's like that little demon there like, nyeh, nyeh.
That's a Conjuring.
Is that the conjure? Dude, F that, man. And so now, mirrors, that's just what I'm waiting for. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about the one, bro?
Have you ever seen the one where it was the little girl and she's staring at the mirror, and then all of a sudden the mirror image just looks at the camera real quick?
Dude, I'm getting goosebumps here. Stop it. I'm not going to be able to look in my... Every morning when I brush my teeth in front of the vanity, it's terrifying. Right.
It's like a triple whammy. It's a creepy-ass kid. It's a mirror, and it's dark. Yeah. And it's like a little ghost thing that looks at you. God, dude. It's all levels of creepiness.
F that, bro. Something completely normal that scares the crap out of you. Caitlin said balloons. Now, do you mean like balloons popping? Because that makes sense. But if it's just a balloon...
Hiya, Georgie. You want a balloon?
Want a balloon? We
all smoke down here.
Robert said airports. Anna said blinds or curtains open after dark. Kathy said moths scare the crap out of her.
Moth.
You damn moth, get out of here.
Dude, some of them get huge. We found one the other day. It was like the size of my hand.
Yeah.
It's pretty creepy.
Let's see. Jason said my reflection. Sorry, Jason. Good God. Jennifer said
you know what scares me? How about this? I got one real quick before I forget.
Yeah.
When you open up your phone and the front-facing camera's on. God. It's a terrifying image.
Is that scary or more depressing? I think it's more depressing.
It's both.
It's a little bit of both. Like,
it scares the hell out of me. Then I get depressed because I'm like, God, dude, I look like that.
That's the face I'm walking around with every day.
So the turkey neck going.
It never looks good. It never looks good. Isn't there a way? Can we make a filter for that? Like, whenever you open your camera, it's front facing. It should be some kind of filter because, for God's sakes.
Dude, it's straight up Jabba the Hutt. You got that that triangle head going.
up your nose where you're just like, oh, my God, what is happening? I'm hideous. All right, let's take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around. Do you-